you're watching the show, which means you love this show. And because you love the show, you probably want to watch it again. So you can do that on HoustonTexans.com, on the Houston Texans mobile app. And if that's not enough for you, Mark, we've got music for your ears, don't we, Texans?
Radio,
boss.
Texans Radio. And Drew, it's exciting. Texans Radio now. Texans All Access of the offseason used to be on twice a week. Now it's on five nights a week, 6 to 7 p.m., Sports Radio 610 in Houston. And, of course, everywhere on TexansRadio.com. You're part of the show, Drew. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And it's fun. We have John Harris, D.P. Sidhu, all our cast of characters. Andre Ware makes appearances, John McClain, and, of course, authentic, exclusive interviews with Texans coaches and players.
Exclusive interviews, yes. Like this one with new special teams coordinator Larry Izzo, who comes to the Texans from the New York Giants after a distinguished Pro Bowl career as a special teamer himself. What has you most energized, though, about this job?
Well, just coming to a place where I think, you know, it's a great organization. Speaking to people across the league, everyone has a high opinion of everything that's going on here. It's a team that's got a chance to win, you know. Try to build on what happened last year and, you know, get better. But coming back to Houston, it's where I'm from. My family's here. So there's a lot of great things about this opportunity, and I'm excited to be here.
Without getting into, you know, judging the players you have and the players you might have, what's most imperative? What do you have to have to be a successful special teams player?
Well, you got to love the game and be tough, I think. I think you have to play fast. You have to, you know, have a level of physicality about yourself. You can't shy from contact. You know, guys that, you know, stand out to me when I'm watching, whether it's our guys or other teams, is guys that fly around, play relentless football, and have that desire to get to the football or, you know, to make plays, playmakers. This league's about playmakers. You can have them on offense, defense, special teams. But if you stand out and you're a playmaker, I'm going to like you.
You are one of the best to ever do that, to play special teams. You played in Pro Bowls because of it, three. And another guy who's been in a lot of Pro Bowls in that regard is Shane Leckler. What's that like, you know, playing with a guy and now coaching a guy?
It's great. You know, Shane and I went to a couple Pro Bowls together. It's great to be here with him. It's going to make my job a lot easier coming here, knowing that I've got a Hall of Fame caliber punter to work with, and I've covered his punts in the Pro Bowl. I would be running down the field in Hawaii, like, you know, probably not at 100% from the week of debauchery that goes on out there sometimes.
It's a little fun out
there, isn't it? But I just noticed, like, man, where is the ball and when's it coming down? I mean, the ball was not up in the air typically that long. So I know he has a unique skill set. And I'm excited to be here with him and to work with a guy that is at his level. It's just, it's going to make things very enjoyable. And definitely coming here as a first-year special teams coach, you know, having a guy like him, a leader to lean on in terms of, he's seen a lot in his time in the NFL. And we were playing against each other, and now I have a chance to coach him, so I'm excited.
From the 1 yard line, it's Rod Smart. The 20 runs out of room, and the Panthers run out of time.
You excel in that game. You get a tackle in that game. You guys win that game. I mean, how wild is it, and how extra meaningful was that game that season for you?
Absolutely. It was, you know, you get that far. We had you know, started the year slowly as a team, the Patriots. We got on a roll. We finished the year 14-2, came down here against a very good Panthers team. The last play of the game was actually a kickoff, and then we covered it, got Steve Smith down, confetti comes down. So that's a moment that's special, you know, every player wants to experience, and I was thankful that it happened here in my hometown. It's like, who could ever say you're going to win a Super Bowl in the town that you're from, you know?
If you like that, we've got more from Larry Izzo that you're going to see throughout the summer, and it's going to be interesting. That was interesting.
We get at the Larry Izzo show. Oh, he's good.
Can't wait. I don't want to say any more because I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to hear from Miss June. Mm-hmm. We're also going to play some softball with J.J. Watt, and we might even have an ab shot or two. You like that, Mark?
I don't know about the abs. Not mine. No, thank you.
All right, don't go anywhere. Texas Huddle, back in a bit.